The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer and Eric is the host. But they name the show after the host, so you have no idea who I am, do you?
Well, do you?
Mommy? Papa? Do you know who I am?
Mommy?
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Is Todd still talking? Wow. Hey, Alvin.
Yes, sir?
I've got a story to share with the group.
Ooh.
I always think of, my audience, it's like an encounter group. It's like, remember Dr. Hartley, Bob
oh,
Newhart?
Yeah. Newhart?
He would have the group in.
Yeah.
And there was a Mr. Carlin, was that his name?
Mr. Haney.
No, that's the wrong show. Mr. I can't believe
I remember.
But there was a group of people.
That's right.
And he would, it was like an encounter group. And he said, what's going on in your week? And I want to share with the group. Can I share something with the group that happened?
Yes.
I think I'm going to start sharing stories to begin these segments.
You should.
Okay, this morning, I was in a taxi cab. Now, I splurge on a taxi cab on the way in now, but I always take the subway home, right? And there's all kinds of subway stories. But sometimes I have work to do, and you can't do that on the crowded subway. So I jump in a cab, and you never know in New York whom you will find.
Okay.
This guy, he's from Serbia. His name is Goran, and he was just a delight to talk to. Sometimes you get cab drivers that they don't talk.
Right.
Sometimes I don't want to talk because I'm busy. But I just enjoyed talking to Goran. He said his daughter goes to Dartmouth. It's like the classic immigrant story, like my story. My parents come from the old country. They work hard. But I was talking to him, and Goran listens to all kinds of talk radio, and he gave me a tip.
Yeah.
And he said that you should always begin with a story. And I said, I'm going to begin with a story of talking to Goran, because he's right that you realize that you and I are living these lives, and then we leap in with these guests.
I think he should be producing the show.
I was going to say, Goran, you're in, Alvin is out.
Is that the guy that's waiting out in the hallway right
yes.
now?
Yes. Okay. I said to him, just wait there 20 minutes. Alvin is out and you're in. No, but it was so interesting because I had such a fascinating conversation with him, and we were talking about the politically correct environment in colleges and on and on and on. And it just got me thinking about some of the stuff we're going to talk about today. For example, in a couple of seconds, we're going to be talking to Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Now, folks, religious liberty is one of the big issues of our time. People are not talking about it on places even like Fox News, and God forbid anybody else is going to talk about it. So in a couple of seconds, we're going to talk to Jack Phillips. He's a hero. He's the baker in the Masterpiece Cake Shop. We'll talk to him. After him, we're going to talk to now, I don't even know how you describe him. His name is Joel Salatin. And he wrote us. Does he run a farm?
Yes. He represents farmers and, dairy farmers.
OK, so he's a farmer.
Beef.
We have never gotten such blowback as
That's
when
right.
I had Susie Welsh on this show spewing lies from the pit of hell. And we...
Maybe not the pit.
I have never... Midway.
She's
midway in hell.
Sincere.
From like the fourth level of Dante's Inferno. No, but in all seriousness, she's so sweet, but...
Yes.
Some of her stuff I sympathize with, mm-hmm. but she said some stuff that made some of our listeners very angry. We never have gotten such emails and letters from anybody on any issue. This was it.
Yeah.
So we promised you that we're going to hear the other side of a story, and we are going to, just to show you we put our money where our mouth is, we're gonna butcher an animal right here. Albin,
I will.
You and I are going to butcher an animal. We're going to dress it out.
You promised I'd get the first bite.
And then we're going to we're really going to warm it just a little bit, and then we're going to consume it right here on the air, just to let you know that we're still carnivores for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. No, but, you know what I like best about those emails? Were they from farmers? I'm not kidding, saying they listen to the show on podcast at 4 a.m. while they're milking their cows or feeding the chickens. I think that's so cool.
I have to say, you know, wearing a jacket and tie and a silk handkerchief, the very idea that dairy farmers are listening to me as they go through their chores. I'm not joking. Like, I can't believe... Sometimes I hear things and I go, wow.
Yeah.
What a blessing to think that there are people all over the world and obviously all over this country more than anything listening to this program while they're going about their day.
Yeah.
That just blesses my socks off.
The sun is coming up and they're listening to Eric.
No, really. I want to say to those, especially to those who wrote in, mm-hmm. It really blesses me when people do write in and let us know what they think. And I didn't, a lot of times with a guest, I'm not going to push back that hard because I figure I'll do it another time. I don't want to be ungracious, but I didn't agree with most of the main points that Susie, I shouldn't say that. I agree with the idea that we need to treat animals well, and a lot of factory farming is bad. And I think that as Christians, we need to step out in that area. But I do think that we don't want to go so far as to say that eating meat is immoral, because I know from the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, my Savior Jesus ate fish. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that.
Right.
He ate honey, in case you're like a bee lover. He ate honey. And he also... obviously ate at the Passover lamb at some point. Now, if we find out he didn't, that's fine with me. I'm not saying you have to eat meat, but I guess I'm saying is that I think the real issue is cruelty to animals and treating them well. And yes. So we're going to talk in a couple of minutes to somebody who is a farm animal. What do we have?
Aficionado or something?
Yeah, that's not even a word, so skip it.
Okay.
James, edit that out so that Albin isn't embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
And when Ann listens to this program, she's going to take you to task.
I didn't drink enough water today. Okay, let's go on.
All right, so...
And hour two is James Tour, of
hour
course.
Hour two...
Part three.
...today is James Tour. He is the nano... chemist, genius of the world, and we're going to be talking about Darwin's theory, which has fallen on very hard times.
Aww.
It's kind of like the handwriting is on the wall for Darwin's theory. It's just looking bad, and it's interesting. So, all right, so we've got science coming up. We got a lot today.
Yes.
I don't want to forget to mention also we have now raised $29,000 for Food for the Poor. If you have not yet given to Food for the Poor, I want to encourage you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. And click on the banner. And also, there's a number you can call. We'll give that in a minute. Actually, we have, I want to say that, you guys have stepped up and opened your hearts. Many of you have already given. So I want to say thank you to those of you who've given. Because we've raised $29,000, that tells me that you, the listeners to this program, have provided 82 families. Now, think about this. This is true. 82 families of four are going to be fed for a year through Food for the Poor and get water for life. Now, that's because of you folks. Every $320 feeds a family of four for 1 year in Haiti. That's how bad things are there. So I want to encourage you. But we do have a clip. A lot of you know that when you help the poorest of the poor, people who literally can't feed their kids, it's warming. It touches you that you've done something good today. So let's play that clip.
It makes me feel good to give, because I know when I'm giving from my own heart, the people that are receiving this, it's just like I'm giving it right directly to God. By giving food and supplies and stuff to the poor people in other countries, it's a great way to actually be a missionary.
Well, actually, it's a great point. And now it's your turn, folks, to be a missionary. If you can give, I'll give you the phone number. Otherwise, you can just go to metaxastalk.com. But it is very important, I say to you, my listeners, that everybody give something. $10, $20, everybody can give something. If you can't, then don't, obviously. But I just want to say that these folks are so poor, the little bit you give can help. And if you can give a lot, obviously we hope you will do that. So here's the phone number. It's 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. And if you don't sign up today for my newsletter, which is going out tomorrow, you're going to miss it.
Yes.
We send out free, like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just telling you, you go to ericmetaxas.com. That's my website.
Last week, I got a box of chocolates.
Hey, there you go. ericmetaxas.com. It says, get Eric's latest thoughts. If you're not getting that email every week, or friends or family, trust me, folks, like, we're not advertising. We're not it's just all the stuff we do on this program, photographs, anecdotes that we don't have time for on the air here. So please go to ericmetaxas.com as soon as you can and sign up, because tomorrow you'll miss it. We'll be right back. We're talking to Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Stick around.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Or do you hear Americans lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? These Americans believe a big lie from politicians and the media who twist the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools. But actually, student prayer was never removed from schools. The Department of Education's guidelines clearly state that students may pray, read the Bible, speak and write about their faith when it is student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download the video and educational materials. Share them with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement on the Americans for Freedom of Religion website so we can better protect our religious heritage for our children. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You might not know, but that's Junior's Farm, Paul McCartney and Wings. We're talking about farming. We were trying to get Jack Phillips on the phone. We called him up. He's in the middle of icing a sheet cake for the Satanists of America.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
It says Satan is my hero.
Because
in America, you have to put aside, you know, your philosophical and religious feelings to be a true patriot. You know, you got to make cakes that praise Satan, right, Albin?
That's true.
Yeah, everybody
of
knows
course,
that.
Of course, that's American.
Actually, that's not true. As it happens, we have this thing in America. This is crazy. It's called liberty. It's called free speech.
Sure
it's
is.
Called freedom of religion. So people who think they can force you to do something like that, they can go jump in what's called a lake.
Mm.
Because it's just as un-American as it gets. Yeah. And so we're going to be talking to Jack Phillips and one of his the lawyers at ADF, but we couldn't get him on the line. So we said, let's leap right into the farm issue.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted also to talk to Joel Salatin, but I think he got his arm caught in a combine, and they're trying to pry him out.
Ouch.
So his brother, I think it's Daniel Salatin, is on the line. Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, gentlemen.
You're Joel's
okay.
son.
I've been called lots worse. No big deal.
Is Joel going to be able to keep the leg? That's all we care about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The nice part is we don't have any of those combines here, so we're
what,
safe there.
But, is it a thresher?
Just shortly.
Did he get his leg caught in a thresher? What happened?
No. He's actually doing his favorite pastime, and that's cutting firewood. And he's on his way down the mountain right now, and that's taking longer than it should have.
He's on his way down the mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't need firewood. Spring's over. Come on. I mean, winter's over. Spring is here.
Here's my question. As the son of Daniel Salatin, when you say he's coming down the mountain, how does he get down the mountain?
He's using an ATV or a little four-wheeler or side-by-side or something. It's not quite as exciting as it sounds.
But in other words, what is the holdup? Like, we know there's not traffic on the trail with the ATV.
Oh, it can be anything from deer crossing the road to the fact that his saw got hung up in a tree and he had to get it loose and that took longer. So, you know, things like that.
So, he kicked us to the curb.
Looks that way.
You know, these deer, first of all, they're not meat eaters, so they know what they're doing, okay? Joel, we want to talk to you. I'm sorry, Daniel, we want to talk to you. And as soon as your dad gets in, we obviously want to talk to him. But first of all, tell us, we got a lot of blowback from the Susie Welch interview. And I always want to hear both sides. I want to understand the issue for myself. So tell us what you and your dad do.
So we farm full time, which is kind of an odd, sometimes a rarity in the U.S. A lot of times most farmers have some type of off-farm job a lot of times. So we farm full time and make our living from the production of that. The census barely even counts farmers in general, so that's kind of another, just when you say you're a farmer, that's kind of a weird thing to do. But we raise beef, pork, poultry, hogs, and do all of the value-added steps to get it ready for a person wherever they happen to live to enjoy it at their table. So it's
now would
it's
you
ready,
be willing?
Eat, but it's you know, meat products ready to go for them.
Would you be willing to come into the studio and like butcher a hog with me and Albin and show us how to do that? Because we're trying to get back to our agrarian roots, and I have never butchered. I've never really butchered much of anything, not come to think of it. Well, we joke around, but here's the question. When we, you know, look, I'm a Christian, and I care about what's right and wrong. I don't have this attitude that it's about the free market. Nobody cares. I care that animals are treated humanely. I also think that it's fine to eat animals, but I don't like the idea of some factory farming is really, it's just awful. And you realize that we ought to be talking about this. So the question is, when you talk about raising hogs and so on and so forth, how is what you all do different than, let's say, a gigantic factory farm where they simply couldn't care less how the cows or the hogs are treated?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, certainly we believe animals are fearfully and wonderfully made. We believe they each have a skill set and a unique part in our greater, you know, community of the nature and environment. And so for us, raising, for example, hogs means that they are on pasture when the grass is green. They get rotated to a fresh pasture every week. So they have so maybe a group of 25 to 35 hogs will have half an acre for a week, and they'll have a feeder and water.
It sounds like a timeshare kind of thing. What's the biggest hog? What's the biggest hog you have?
I've had something that's over 400 pounds, but there's certainly a lot larger pigs than that. So.
Wow. So you got you got 25 to 35 hogs,
yeah. and they're moving. And the key is that they're realize that all things in our nature and even in in a Christian life, you want to be moving and you want to be progressing. And so these animals are moving from one place to another. Controlled with small electric fence so that it's not a major sticking out like a sore thumb, if you will, on the landscape. It's not a big, gigantic building. It doesn't smell. There's no environmental fallout from it. You know, we're not making dead zones in our oceans or anything like that because of these production models. And through that, the animals are able to give us a product that is healthier, it tastes better, and at the end of the day can be more affordable once we get on a level playing field. It's a good product.
Now, when you cook up one of these hogs, would you describe it as nummy?
I would describe it as succulent pig. Yes, I would.
it's interesting. We joke around. I mean, I've eaten meat my whole life, and I think that, but I am an animal lover at the same time. Right. So it is important to me to begin, you know, educating my audience about this. And so I was thrilled to hear from so many farmers, because I didn't know so many farmers listen to the program. But I got to say that, you know, it's a funny thing. You get strong feelings on both sides. And there are people that it's one thing to say I think cruelty to animals is wrong. It is wrong. But then the question is it wrong to kill an animal if you're going to eat the animal? I don't think it is morally wrong, but I think if somebody feels that way and they don't want to eat meat, I say God bless them. Like, there's no, you know, it's not a mandate that we have to eat meat. But it's interesting to hear from farmers, especially Christian farmers like you and your dad. What led you to do this kind of farming, or is this just something you've always done?
Well, I mean, certainly I grew up doing it, but for me, for us as an operation, we do believe that it matters. You know, we believe that the Bible and that the Christian life has a blueprint for, you know, being a God-following, a Christian-following, a Christ follower. In, you know, whether you're an attorney or a stay-at-home mom or a baker or a farmer, everything has a way to honor the Lord in those veins. And because of that, we want to honor His creation. We don't honor the creation. We don't worship the creation. We worship the Creator. But we honor the creation because it's the masterpiece of the Creator. And those are very key distinctions. And so when you say, I'm going to, the fact that animals are on the earth for us to use, and that the life, the example of life giving life, is something that we should never ignore. And the fact is, whether it's a tomato, a potato, or a ribeye, those are all things that give their life for some other life to sustain. And obviously, you know, you move that over to our Christian walk, that's the only way that we're able to sustain life is through the life-giving blood of our Savior. But when you put that in to say that you cannot eat meat to say that by not eating meat means you don't have to take a life doesn't understand the complexity of our environmental system.
Now, when you slice a tomato, do you understand that tomato is your brother?
No. What I mean is that things in the soil, things in the earth, are living and dying. Microorganisms are living and dying by the thousands, millions, every single day,
yeah,
to produce the needed nutrients to grow that tomato. And that plant is living and dying on a seasonal basis. Now there's studies coming out all over the place. I was just reading the study yesterday about how they found that different plants are communicating with each other based on weather patterns.
They speak
fertilization.
And they speak ancient languages.
In the garden. And those, so the fact that a plant doesn't feel when we kill it or when we pluck it,
yeah,
or when we do that,
yeah,
is a very naive look at life. I'm not eating animals. I'm not.
Hey, when's the old man coming down from the mountain? That's what I want to know.
Do you speak tomato by the
way? Oh, stop it. Listen. When is your dad coming down from the mountain? Because we're going to go to a break right now, and I want to make sure I get a chance to speak with him as well.
Yeah,
Daniel, thank you. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
We should be good.
It'll take all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Acknowledging that the Brexit process is stuck, the British government says it will give lawmakers a series of votes on what to do next if Parliament does not approve an EU divorce deal by next week. Lawmakers have voted today to seek to delay the country's exit. President Trump renewing his threat to veto a congressional resolution revoking his declaration of the emergency at the southern border. Senate will be voting today on the resolution. Some Republicans expected to join Democrats in disapproving the declaration. Former Indiana Senator Birch Bayh has died at the age of 91. Bayh wrote the landmark Title IX law in 1972, barring discrimination against women in college admissions and sports. In Japan, the latest country to ban the Boeing 737 MAX series aircraft from its airspace. This is SRN News.
Going to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, the Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, the Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know My Pillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep right now, is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a 4-pack offer that includes 2 premium MyPillows with 2 go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
peace knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I don't think we're going to get to talk to Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop today. He had a run on Cronuts, and it's crazy at the cake shop. So we're going to talk to him another day to get an update from him, and we want his lawyer on the line as well. But I want to keep talking about farming.
Yes.
We had an interview with Susie Welsh recently, and we got a lot of information, emails and things from farmers saying that we don't agree with her, what she's saying is not right. And I said, you know what? Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear from some of these farmers? So we were just talking with the son of Joel Salatin. Joel got his leg hung up in a combine or a thresher. We don't know yet. It's a bloody pulpy mess. But I think we have Joel on the phone now. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How's your leg?
I'm fine. I was cutting trees in the woods.
You're cutting trees in the woods, and then them trees will kick back if you don't watch them, I'll tell you right now.
You better believe it. Yeah, they say there are old loggers and bold loggers, but no old bold loggers.
I've never heard that. I don't have a lot of logging aphorisms in my head. Let me ask you
your
something.
Quiver.
Your son, Daniel, was he probably knows that I wrote for VeggieTales, and he was laying it on thick about treating tomatoes with the love of the Lord and stuff. And I think he may be preaching heresy. And I just want you to know, as his father, you are in spiritual authority over him, and you need to smack him down. I'm not going to tell you to do it on the air, but when you get off the air, you need to have a word with him and say, my son, animals cannot be saved. They do not have a soul. But I'm sorry, not animals. I'm talking about tomatoes. Animals,
tomatoes.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But I got to stop the joking around. In some ways, it's a serious subject. I was really glad to get your email. Now, your website is thelunaticfarmer.com. People think I'm joking. I'm not. Thelunaticfarmer.com. You and your son obviously take farming very seriously, and you take your faith seriously. And so how do you farm differently? Your son Daniel was telling us about how you treat the hogs and stuff. I thought that's amazing to me to hear that. How are you different from factory farming?
Well, I think at our foundation, we view life as fundamentally biological rather than mechanical. The industrial or the orthodox position right now in the culture is that life is fundamentally mechanical rather than biological. And so we can manipulate it, however cleverly hubris can imagine to manipulate it. And our position is that that biology and mechanics are actually quite different. And so the first question is, how do we create a habitat or an environment for a plant or animal to fully express its its physiological distinctiveness, its uniqueness, and the pigness of the pig, the tomatoness of the tomato, whatever.
I think your great learning has made you mad. Now listen, I get what you're saying. You're talking philosophy. I don't expect that from a farmer. I'm not saying that farmers aren't bright, but what I am saying is that for you to have thought this through that way, it is amazing to me, and it's beautiful. And I want to, just because we don't have a ton of time, but I want to ask you, for example, now your son was telling me about the way you all raise hogs and stuff. So when you have to butcher an animal, kill an animal, how do you do that? Because I do think that those of us who are animal lovers, and I'm an animal lover, I would never say it's wrong to kill an animal for food. I would not. So how do you all do that that's different from the way some factory farms do that?
Well, the point is that we view that sacrifice, if you will, of life, whether you're eating biting into a carrot and taking its life or killing a chicken or a pig for food. The fact is that in order for there to be life, something has to die. I mean, a compost pile, the whole way a compost pile works is things are eating and being eaten. The whole life, death, decomposition, regeneration, life, death, decomposition, regeneration. That is a very foundational
I can see
life.
that your son got his teaching from his father. And so then let me cut to the chase. Do carrots scream? Okay, that was a joke. That was a joke. Don't respond to the joke questions.
He's checking his notes here.
Do carrots scream? Do peaches shriek when you bite into them? Here's the issue. Let's just talk about animals because I understand the larger philosophical point. But people who love animals say, look, I don't care if you cut down a tree and you need to use it or you need to use the fruit from a tree or whatever. Okay, I get it. But animals are different. A lot of animals are described as nephesh in the scriptures. It means they're soulish animals. And we all know when you look into the eyes of a cow, it's different than looking in the eyes of a cow and looking in the eyes of a fish or a snake. We know that. So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, as a Christian farmer who cares about living out your life biblically, when you raise these animals, how does it differ from the way? I mean, I know that there are factory farms where they don't care about the stuff you're talking about. They don't care. They much less carrots. They don't care about animals. They just see it, as you said, as a mechanical thing, a way to make money. And I think that's the downside of the capitalist system. You have to have morality within the capitalist system. Otherwise, capitalism becomes a bad thing, right? So the reason I'm pro-capitalist is because we need to have virtue in capitalism, and we need to have people spending their money wisely, not buying meat that comes from places where they treat animals cruelly and so on and so forth. Actually, we're going to a break. We'll be right back, folks. We're talking about farming and faith with Joel Salatin. Stick around. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go. Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Or do you hear Americans lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? These Americans believe a big lie from politicians and the media who twist the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools. But actually, student prayer was never removed from schools. The Department of Education's guidelines clearly state that students may pray, read the Bible, speak and write about their faith, when it is student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download the video and educational materials. Share them with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement on the Americans for Freedom of Religion website so we can better protect our religious heritage for our children. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time.
So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Alvin, we're going to find out, pretty mama.
Okay.
Hey, we're talking about farming and faith. I keep saying, as a Christian, I believe it's okay to eat meat. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to drink milk. But when I heard Susie Welsh the other day talking about some stuff, I realized there's a lot of disagreement on this. I want to talk to people who believe in ethical farming and who think this through. And obviously Joel Salatin, we have him on the phone, is one of those. Joel, your website is thelunaticfarmer.com. That's easy to remember, thelunaticfarmer.com. You've written a lot of books. One of them is called The Marvelous Pigness of Pigs. That sounds very Aristotelian. And then we have Everything I Want to Do is Illegal, The Sheer Ecstasy of Being a Lunatic. You've written a lot of books. But I want to get back. We've just got a few minutes left. When we talk about, for example, animals that are milked, so we're talking, let's talk about cows. Do you all produce dairy products at your farm?
We don't have dairy, but we do have beef cows for sure, yes.
Okay. So the beef cows, you know, when Susie Walsh was on here, she was basically giving the party line that any animal that is used for meat is treated cruelly and so on and so forth. I assume you have a different point of view. I'd like to hear it.
Well, absolutely. First of all, when we kill an animal, it's done at a very small scale. It's not done at a big nameless faceless factory. It's either done here on the farm or at a very, very small community abattoir, which leads to individual attention. So we have quietness and honor right up until the end, and then there's also a lot of opportunity because it's small scale for close observation, and close observation means that we can tell if an animal's stressed or you can just see things, and there's something about scale, about fit, about nesting. That changes the situation dramatically, and I would say that how we elevate the sacrifice to a place of sacredness is how we've respected and honored the life prior to the sacrifice.
Well, let me ask you what Susie was talking about, and I know there's truth there, is that there is a lot of factory farming that's very dramatically different from what you just described. So is that the case? I mean, how do we get, how do we, if I care about this, which I do, and a lot of listeners do, I say, look, I want to live out my faith in every area of my life, which means that if it's possible for me to get eggs or meat or milk or dairy products or whatever it is from a place where they care for their animals, where they, like they do with you, where do I go? In other words, how do I find that kind of food if I'm interested in that?
Right. Fortunately, there are thousands and thousands of farms like us. I mean, not exactly like us, but in the same, in the same genre around the country. You have to look for them. There is a national website, eatwild.com. That's all one word, eatwild.com. That's a you know, it's a place, a platform for people who have their animals on pasture and do the kind of things that we do. It's not, you know, certified or anything. So you still have to do some, you know, some vetting perhaps.
Right.
But whether it's farmer's market or you can get it, there's numerous groups that ship meat, and you just, you know, you start sleuthing. I think the main point that I just make on this is that you can't do the same thing you've been doing and expect different results. You have to put attention on this, just like you'd put attention on finding a car mechanic or a dentist or anything else. You have to put attention on finding your farmer.
Well, you know, most of us people who live in New York City are not going to find a farmer because there's, you know, it's one of those things where you have to figure out how is the food being sourced? What are companies that care about this? Does Whole Foods carry this kind of stuff? What supermarkets care about this? If I order my food from Fresh Direct, that, you know, I think what we need to do is we need to bring attention to the issue so that consumers become more aware. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. And we will have other farmers on this program to talk about this, because I do take this seriously. I think that to be cruel to animals is unbiblical. It's wrong on any level. You don't need to be Christian to understand that any kind of cruelty or indifference to suffering is wrong. There's no doubt about it. So the question is, what can we do? And by talking to you, I wanted to educate my audience. You said eatwild.com is one resource. Your website is thelunaticfarmer.com. So this is the beginning of a conversation that I want to have with folks like you so that we can begin to get educated on this issue. Now, do you raise chickens? You said you raise poultry?
Yes.
And how, you know, how do you raise them that's different from a factory farm?
Well, the broilers, the meat chickens, are raised on pasture. So they have green grass, sunshine, small groupings. They're raised 70-75 in a portable shelter, so they get fresh grass, bugs, and, of course, GMO-free local grains as well. But rather than being confined in a great big factory house with fecal particulate to breathe and, you know, 20,000 birds in one group, they're small groups. So there's a lot less social stress, and we just move them along the pasture every day.
So if somebody buys, like, you know, Purdue chicken or some of that kind of chicken or Tyson or whatever it is, it's being raised just as you described in these stressful conditions. We can assume that.
Yes.
Including
organic.
Organic is the same thing you're saying, unfortunately.
Yes.
So how would it be labeled that we know? Would free-range chicken, how do we know that we're getting something that's a little bit, you know, treated better?
Well, the best way to know is to go to the website of whatever company you're looking for. Go to that website and see what kind of pictures they have for how the birds are raised. Generally, unless the infrastructure, unless the shelter systems are portable, It can't be raised
we're gonna have to leave it there, Joel Salatin. Forgive me, we're gonna leave it there. The website is thelunaticfarmer.com if you want to find out more from Joel. We'll continue this conversation, folks, and Albin and I will be right back.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The voting is underway, with enough senators voting for the resolution to reverse the president's emergency declaration now. Republican senators who support the president's border wall have expressed torn loyalties during the debate, which preceded the vote whether to reverse the emergency declaration. Bob Agnew has more from Capitol Hill.
Tear down the wall after it is built?
That's what they want to do.
It was a junior senator from Ohio, Trump and wall supporter Rob Portman, warning.
Future presidents could actually use this authority, the emergency authority, to tear down the very wall we are now constructing.
Portman arguing it's a very real possibility.
And some Democrats running for president have said that's what they intend to do.
And Portman urging the president to draw the needed funds from other available sources. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The president says he will exercise a veto when that measure is sent to him. On Wall Street, the Dow is down a dozen points. This is SRN News.
To theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, the Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, the Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin, you know, the next time that I butcher a carrot, first I'm going to read it. It's Miranda Wright's.
Okay.
And then I'm going to butcher it in love, because carrots, they have feelings just like you and
they
me.
They do.
All right. Well, I wasn't following Joel and Daniel Salatin on the vegetable stuff. Yes. I think they pushed it a little far for me there. But I like the idea of talking to farmers, to hearing different points of view. So folks at home, we're going to talk to more farmers. And I want to get different perspectives on this. I want to talk to dairy farmers and stuff. And I want to educate myself and you all who are listening to think about this, because it's a serious issue. When I hear that animals are treated cruelly, it makes me very angry. And if I have to pay a little bit more to get something that has been treated in the right way, I want to pay that. And I want to educate people on this issue.
Yeah. There's a scripture verse that says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. I mean, it's a scripture verse. It's interesting. It says whether you eat or drink. So it's like, pay attention to what you're doing.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. So anyway, but it's fun to talk about this stuff. I need to remind everybody, in our second hour today, we're doing an Encore Thursday with James Tour. Dude is a genius. Mm-hmm. He is one of the top nanochemists on planet Earth. He creates molecules I won't even get into it, but we're going to have more of him. But we're going to play an encore in the next hour. So in a couple of seconds here, we're going to start it. Before that, I want to remind you that who do we have tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think we're going to – well, we have William Federer talking about St. Patrick's Day
yes. tomorrow, because that's this weekend.
And possibly Victoria Jackson. We're not sure yet if we're going to
– okay. Well, anyway, we know we'll be here tomorrow. So
we will be.
But I do want to say as of right now, we've raised $29,000 for food for the poor. Anybody who hasn't yet given, please, folks, go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and give something. Last night – I met with Josh Goldstein. He's somebody that he gave to CSI.
Yes.
And to meet somebody, you know, who gives to one of these charities, it was such a blessing to spend time with Josh. He's a New Yorker. Incredible story. Hearing his story Joel Vanderspeck from CSI was at the dinner. It was just a wonderful thing. And I just want to say thank you to him and to all of you who have been so generous with these charities. Again, we vet these charities. These are the kinds of places where you can trust that your money is going to do the work you want it to do. So if you can give to Food for the Poor, there are kids starving in Haiti. Hard to believe. Bad news that it's happening. The good news is we can actually do something about it because there is already boots on the ground, Food for the Poor. They take care of this stuff. So I want to bless those who are blessing others. So if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can give or you can call. Here's the number. Are you ready? Are people poised? 844-863-HOPE. 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 If you give, God bless you as you give. You're blessing somebody who really, really needs it. And I always want to remind you before we go that if you go to the MyPillow website, make sure you use Eric or Metaxas. Tell your friends it's a significant discount if you put in Eric or Metaxas. And they've got all kinds of stuff there. And one of these days, they're going to have a Donald the Caveman pillow. We are working on that.
Yes.
It's tough to wrangle Mike Lindell. He's the busiest man on planet Earth, but we're getting it done. We've seen the art. It's going to happen. So just use our code when you go to MyPillow. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with the Great James Tour.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.